I believe that June 4th and 31st December are more befitting for celebration as national holidays than the August 4th that people are talking about. Because June 4th and 31st revolution did something that affects the governance of this country.
Sure.
We have all benefited from what June 4th and 31st December revolution stood and still stand for.
Absolutely.
So if for nothing at all, we are all trying to fight corruption, and we are not making progress after the revolution changed into a democracy. So don't you think that it will be good for this country for us to dedicate a day where we will remind ourselves of the principles of probity, accountability, and social justice? If we are not going to remind the youth about these principles, how are they going to practice them after we are dead and gone? And are we saying that there are principles which you can govern any nation without and make success? If the answer is no, then it tells you that it will further the interests of Ghana if we choose to dedicate a day or two to remind everybody about the importance of the principles of probity, accountability, and social justice. Celebrating 31st and June 4th is not about celebrating President Rawlings alone. It's about reminding us as Ghanaians that these are principles without which we cannot govern any country in the world and make success out of it and rid that country of corruption. So my brothers and sisters, I just want to send a clear message to the ruling MPP that if you are going for equity, you must go with clean hands. Yes. We are ready in NDC to dance in the same glass bowl with the MPP and their appointees. But we demand that this must be done transparently. The problem mitigating against the fight against corruption in this country has been that the Constitution has entrusted the prosecutorial powers of the country in the hands of Attorney General, who is also a Minister of Justice under the sitting president. So our fight against corruption has come to mean that when you are in power, you are not corrupt. It is only when you go out of power that the new government, which now declares itself holy and begin to deal with the past appointees and the corrupt ones. That is why the Constitutional Review Committee felt that before we can make progress in our fight against corruption, let us take away the prosecutorial powers of the Minister of Justice and create an independent Attorney General who will then prosecute anybody who has been entrusted with any duties under the state. When it happened like that, then as the Attorney General seeks to investigate and prosecute, you will not be looking for any sacred cows. we have not been able to amend the constitution. But luckily for us, parliament has been able to pass a law which will create an independent prosecutor's office. We thought that by now, the way MPP was jubilating after the passage, we thought that by now, that law would have been signed by the president. We thought that by now, that independent prosecutor would have been appointed. We thought by now, the right to information bill would have been passed into law. So that if you have an independent prosecutor, and then all the information in all the government books are available to all of us ordinary citizens, then it will not be possible for any government to single out past appointees for exerting the demands for probity and accountability. So even as we are dealing with appointees of previous governments, the same measures will be taken against the sitting appointees, even as they are also stealing. So, ladies and gentlemen, the formula for fighting corruption cannot be to write the sins of one government against your own sins and say that they are balanced, so nothing should happen. If a previous government appointee has committed some wrongdoing, that is no justification for current appointees to do so. Indeed, what it will mean is that you have two offenders to prosecute, and we in NDC are prepared to stand by you. If we know that the standards of prosecution, the standards of investigation are equally, they are blind as to party affiliation, then we will all be fighting the evils of corruption, theft, and stealing in this country. So, we don't have too much time. But I just want our colleagues here to remind the sitting government that they should, as a matter of fact, as a matter of urgency, sign the Independent Prosecutors Act that has been passed by Parliament into law. Parliament has done its bit. The load is now on the President. And I can't understand why it has not been signed by now. I cannot understand why the Independent Prosecutor has not been appointed. And I want to remind them, if we are going to appoint another MPP lawyer as independent prosecutor, then we would have wasted the nation's time and resources in making that law. Because it is because of the difficulty of an MPP lawyer as Attorney General trying to prosecute offenders within MPP government that we decided that let us get an independent prosecutor. So if that independent prosecutor is going to be another MPP lawyer, then we will be having two lame duck attorney generals who can only prosecute members of a past government and not deal with members of the sitting government. That is the wrong way of fighting corruption. So I want to alert them to the fact that we are ready and waiting. Let them bring an independent person. Let them sign the law, the act into law. Let them appoint, through a transparent process, an independent prosecutor. And then we will be the first to engage that independent prosecutor with the cases against, about the Eurobond, the cases against the contaminated fuel, the cases against the Minister for Agriculture for importing chemicals for the fight against armyworm without passing through due process. And I'm sure These are just in 1 year.
Yes.
We will continue. I will leave the prosecution for the $100,000 seat to all of you. I thank you very much, and may God bless our homeland.